a minute.
Download the Todd and Tyler podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
And stream the show 24/7 at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
Valerie Bertinelli, a little later on this morning, talking about her memoir. What's the name of the memoir? I can't read it. Oh, Enough Already. That's it. Okay.
Yeah, but then there's a colon and something else after that, isn't
it? Oh, there is? Okay.
Unlike that lady that got trampled by the cow, there's a colon.
And there's no
colostomy
colon.
Bag.
Yeah, yeah. And what's up, Craig?
Not much. You?
Oh, actually, not much, really. I mean, it's 0 degree weather, so I went out a little bit yesterday afternoon, did one thing, and then got back at home by about 3, and then read a few things, and then I realized I was just still sitting there reading things, and my ass got tired. My wife goes, "Why are you going to bed early sometimes?" I said, "Because I'm tired of sitting." I'm reading for crap I got to catch up on, but. Or watching bad TV I got to catch up on.
It's 5:45. What else am I supposed to do?
Oh, I crawled to bed 6:30 last night, but I didn't go to bed till at least 8:30 or maybe 9.
6:30 is early.
Well, it was dark. Oh, yeah. It was 0. And, I'm thinking, I'll put a movie on and just, I was tired of sitting.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, what's the difference? You're in bed or sitting on the couch.
Thank you.
Do you really want to keep looking at me? No,
she
I'll just
didn't
go
care.
The
she
room.
Didn't care. She went to watch some of her crap TV, too, you know.
That probably helps you cut down on the drinking. You just crawl into bed.
Well, I drank the night before. That's probably why he's like crawling into bed.
Nobody drinks.
Yeah, it could have something to do with
nobody
that.
Nobody drinks in bed.
No.
Well, I usually don't drink in bed. One of the times Becky was out, she was in Kansas visiting my daughter in college, and Ryder was out with his buds and something, doing something. And, you know, we had these beds. Todd and I got these beds years ago. And they sit up, you know, like the hospital
bed. The adjustables.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking, man, I'm tired of sitting here drinking my wine. So I bring a big, huge glass of wine in bed with me and just sit there in bed drinking. That was sad. That's sad. That was sad. I could have just stopped drinking and went to bed. But no, it was a Friday night, so I just sat in bed drinking a glass of wine.
Kind of sounds ideal.
Yeah, it kind of was. But when you wake up in the morning and you see a wine glass beside your bed, I know there's no difference to sitting outside in your living room and drinking it, but in your bed, it feels like there's a problem.
I've had that thought with the bathroom, like I'll take the drink upstairs with me. Like, you know, I probably got to make sure this is finished.
Like you're in a bar and put it behind in the toilet.
Or one in your hand, like Peter Frampton.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. He's got a problem.
Yeah.
It was on this date in 1952. You might remember where you were when Paul Stanley was born.
Yeah. Nick shared the video "Kissed on Black Diamond" from the Midnight Special in 1975. I did mean that. I needed that last night. That brought
it's
me
so
back,
good.
Brought me back to my childhood.
For those of you unaware, Paul Stanley, frontman for the rock band Kiss.
Hottest band in the world.
Yep, of course.
Undisputed.
Born in 52. Yeah, undisputed is right.
That means he's 70.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. Happy birthday, Paul.
I just saw a buddy of ours reposted.
Star Child 70, man.
It must have been an anniversary of when he went to the Kiss show and met Kiss.
Mm-hmm.
And he's a kind of a shorter guy, and Paul Stanley's on those big-ass boots.
Yeah, the boots are crazy.
And when they stood next to each other in that photo, his head is way too close to Paul's nipples.
Oh, really?
I mean, that's awkward.
I don't think you can be too close to Paul Stanley's nipples.
Thank you for the tea there, Puss. Good line. You can't be too close.
Well, the picture, the guy's kind of leaning in, and I go, didn't you realize?
In that 75 clip.
Feel the chest hair.
I don't know if you guys clicked on the 75 clip. That's Midnight Special. He's got no shirt on. No shirt.
No.
Not even the wings on his shoulders, nothing. Just no shirt on there, man.
Well,
dude stays in shape. He's 70.
Yeah.
And he can keep his shirt off still in concert.
Oh, what did he say when he had the COVID? He does like 25 miles a day on the bike something?
Right. Yeah, but he also cannot. You can work out all you want, but you can't eat crap and have your shirt off.
Diet's a big
That's
part of it.
That's a huge part of that, Leah.
Huge.
You want your abs.
when you got the deep V cut that goes down to the belt line on
your pants. Yeah, right. Oh, you're getting all hot out there.
Well, I mean,
the V with the hips, the hip bones.
No, the shirts that he wears.
Oh, I know. I mean, I know.
It's, it's basically just like you said, shoulder straps.
Nick's out. Nick's out. There are tissues over there for Nick.
Don't do that. I can see you, Nick.
Can you see my crotch still?
Yeah.
I'm grabbing it.
I'm not
going
to look, but yes.
Can you see Craig or Todd's?
No.
That angle?
Thank God.
Right.
The desk obscures it.
You should put some kind of magnifying glass or something.
No, I don't need
it.
Take a picture of my, grab my crotch for the internet if you want to. No, don't. Nice sweatpants.
Yeah, that's what it would be.
Nice knee.
Great t-shirt, douche.
No, just show my crotch. Yeah.
I don't know if I can zoom in that much.
Yeah, shut up.
More than 100.
That doesn't run in your family, though. We know somebody can zoom in your family. How about it, Craig?
Yeah. Over and over and over. I mean, quickly. Zoom, 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 zoom.
Sorry, Puss.
You're not.
Yeah. Craig's not either.
See, no, I was going to let it go. And then he I was tagged.
I know.
Yeah, you were.
Well, and then I was tagged. I had to enter the ring. I was tagged.
Well, that's the way it usually works, Craig.
Can you find it in the dark?
Tag here, tag there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Using echolocation.
You guys are the Legion of Poon.
Like a bat.
I was tagged. I had to go in. Yeah, all right, here we go. I got to pile on.
Yeah, you had to pile on. Yeah, you did.
Guess we're piling on.
Yeah, but in tag team, doesn't one leave when one comes in?
Wow.
Sometimes. No, not always.
No.
Yeah, because the referee oftentimes is ineffective.
Cheating. We're cheating.
Yeah. True.
And you got to high five to get the Eiffel Tower going, right?
Right. Right. Oh. And we're nothing if not historians.
Whoa.
The Eiffel Tower involves a high five,
yeah,
I believe.
No, you should apologize to Puss for that.
No, don't even.
That
I don't
visual.
Buy it from him either.
That visual. Well, Todd's the cuck, so he's watching this, you know.
Voyeur,
I'm sorry.
Yeah. Telling him to high five.
Right.
I just thought that would be the easiest job, the professional wrestling referee.
Yeah. Except they get hit once in a while.
They do get beat
every once in a while.
Yeah.
But the rest of it, you don't. Nobody holds you to account for anything.
Nobody's bitching the ref sucks.
No.
Well, like the fans
yell. The fans will be like, oh, that was three. Man, that's about it.
They might have to step in when somebody goes off script or something goes awry. And makes things that way.
No. They don't. They're just there to look pretty.
Yeah. Well, sometimes they're.
They can't do anything.
Sometimes they're part of the script.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you know, yeah.
But that's different.
If they're going to be involved.
But that's not when things get out of hand.
They're told what to do.
Well, one, two, three.
No, when things get out of hand.
They stop
they're
three.
Out. Yeah. They run screaming.
Sure. Because that's what's in the script.
Well, then things aren't out of hand if it's still in the script.
They were just in the city last Friday.
Mm-hmm. I think it was Monday.
Oh, Monday. That's right.
It was,
No, it was Friday Night Raw.
Yeah, Friday?
Friday.
Monday.
Yeah. I'm so glad my son ain't into that. I saw the crowd at that. I said, oh, God, thank God I'm not in that crowd. Good for the people that were there, but, man, if you were into that. But
I always thought the ring announcer has the easy job. Just stand there and look pretty, right,
Mr. Craig, yeah. Craig.
That is when you got to look out for people getting unruly.
Oh, yep. Yeah.
Now, you had that last
I had
couple
that
times
happen.
Ago, man.
I have had that happen. And when the large,
by the way,
angry men get unruly, that is nowhere near where I belong.
No.
Oh, is that you announced some fake wrestling too?
No.
The real stuff.
It was MMA stuff, wasn't it?
Yeah, the real guys got unruly after a bout once, and I've never been so light on my feet. I just floated out of the out of the cage.
As you should.
Yeah, those guys are serious.
Yeah, and there were a lot of them in the cage at the time.
Yeah, and even guys who train those guys are also trained. They fight, you know.
Yeah, and so, I mean, I spirited out.
Everybody
was no, I was no
over
way.
The fence.
Yeah,
right?
There was no way I was getting involved anywhere near that.
Well, everybody in the cage had a cauliflower ear except for you, right?
Yes.
That's why you're out of there.
Exactly.
You look for cauliflower ears and you go.
Yeah, exactly.
You go.
All you heard was meep, meep, and then a vapor trail.
They all turn on you. Get golden pipes.
Now, we don't talk about it ahead of time usually because, you know, but you just did one this weekend. Anybody, any fights? Nothing?
No.
Okay. All right. Okay.
But you looked good.
Yeah, you did look good. I saw the photos.
More than 100 of the world's super rich are telling governments around the world to tax us now. The 102 millionaires and billionaires made their pitch for higher taxes in an open letter. They wrote, as millionaires, We know that the current tax system is not fair. They call themselves patriotic millionaires.
Good for them.
They called for the introduction of...
They'll cut and cut. They're always going to cut.
They called for the introduction of permanent wealth taxes on the richest.
And it can happen.
They say that could help reduce extreme inequality and raise revenue for long-term increases in public services, like health care.
Some guy making $35,000 a year.
We'll vote against that every day.
He's going to be bummed at this.
Right.
Why?
Well, they're not going to do it. Republicans won't do it.
No, that's all it gets to is the proposal stage.
Right. Not gonna, in fact, when they get in charge, they cut it like they did last time they were in charge. They cut
millionaires can important. Step up and say, no, you can tax us more, and they're still not going to.
Nope.
I'm sure there's other millionaires that are telling these millionaires to shut up.
Oh, I'm sure there are. But, you know, I read a whole thing this morning about there's a worker shortage. Why? Because people are tired of working for crap. And that's not going to stop either.
And there's not a money shortage.
No.
We got money to spend on planes. Yeah. We got money to feed the, you know, the defense contractors. Oh, yeah. But we can't spend money on our people.
No.
But if we can build something that can bomb people, let's do that.
That's big.
I don't know where it stops when it comes to the military spending. You know, the White House will submit a proposal, and routinely they will say, we got to throw a little more on top of that.
Oh, yep.
And now, by a little more, you mean $25
billion. Right. No, the Congress throws more on it. Yeah, they throw more on it.
Or the Pentagon puts out a wish list. And
they give more.
Right, we'll give you a little more than that.
Right.
That happens with no other program.
No.
So if you're a big fan of the military, don't bitch about socialism to me. That's the biggest socialist program
by far. Of course it is.
Well, it dwarfs what other countries spend.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not saying we shouldn't have a military, but Jesus, we can back off and send the money in some other directions.
Nah.
Sometimes.
Nah. Let them eat cake.
The only thing better than grinding all night for your side hustle is your roommate picking you up with Mickey D's breakfast. The perfect pickup deal.
There's a deal for every morning at McDonald's.
Right now, taste breakfast perfection when you get a warm and savory sausage McMuffin with egg for just $2.50. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with combo meal.
Florida lawmakers.
Well, that's not good.
Are moving forward with a plan to connect playing the national anthem at sports events to state money.
Oh, God.
The committee backed a proposal that would require Florida professional sports teams receiving government money to play the national anthem before every home game.
Professional teams do.
Yeah.
So what's this?
This is
good crap.
Look how patriotic I am.
Professional teams do and colleges do.
The bill's sponsor said it was to make sure, as a proactive approach, that people continue to play it. Well, if you remember in the NBA, I think it was Dallas, they didn't play it for a few games.
And nobody noticed
until they said, hey, you notice we didn't play it. And they said, you're so angry.
Now I'm mad.
You know, I have noticed, and I got no problem with this because I was part of this crowd. I was in Pittsburgh to see that Titans game, and it was, you know, 25, 26 degrees, and nobody takes their hats off. Too damn cold, man.
No.
Damn cold. Everybody's got – I saw one or two beanies come off within my eye shot, and it was a full house. Other than that, everybody had their beanies on. Nah, too cold.
It hardly feels like a hat at that point.
It's still
because
a hat.
It's so cold.
Still,
I mean, yes, it is. Yeah, it is, but it's so necessary, it hardly feels like an accessory.
Oh, I don't care.
An accessory.
I wouldn't care if everybody around me took it off. It's too cold. I ain't taking my hat off.
I'm sure Saturday night in Green Bay.
They ain't taking their hats off.
Yeah, there's just going to be. Because,
there's so many fake rules about this anyway, and that's what? Well, why don't you take your hat off? Well, no, not now.
You see a little more uproar if they asked everybody to please remove your pants as we play the national anthem.
Yeah.
Well, I'd do that.
Has to take their pants off.
I'd forget to put them
Craig's
back on.
Right. At a certain
degree.
And you
yell at people who don't put their.
But there's no rule in the military that says you can take your hat, leave your hat on when it's cold.
No. But there should be.
I'm just saying. Well, it's just, why don't we just do it?
That's one of those unwritten rules.
Yeah.
I'm just picturing a guy solemnly taking his cheese head off and holding it over his heart.
Yeah.
I'm sure they have.
Yeah, you'd have to.
When it's not so cold.
But at that point,
it's always cold now.
At single digits, it's a necessity for life. I mean, just no, leave your hat on. It's fine.
So try that next time when baseball season starts, Craig. To honor America, please remove your pants.
Yeah.
and stand for the playing of the national anthem.
There's going to be a couple of minutes of confusion, and then three or four guys going, "All right, he said
okay,
so.
Yeah, yeah,
please join me in removing your pants."
That's what you always say. That's it. Yeah, you always say that to baseball. Please join me. Do that in your last day there. That'd be great.
Well, if I did it
whatever day
you make that happen.
Yeah. Whatever day you do that would be your last day.
What?
Yeah.
Please join me. In removing your pants.
Keep saying that in your brain.
You toss your pants out of the press box.
That'd be great.
Well, Greg, if we keep repeating this bit, you're going to accidentally say that. You do enough baseball games.
There'd be 8 or 10 guys who go, "You know, I haven't been to a game for a while. This must be new. I suppose. Okay.
Right. Is this a minor league thing or what?"
Well, all right. Well,
I'd leave them off, too.
Now we're having a good time.
Yeah. I like that. Please join me, because that's what they always say at the announcers.
Please join me in removing your pants.
So that's Florida feel-good crap. Jesus.
Of course.
Yeah.
It's like everywhere. That's not just Florida. I'm surprised it's not in our legislature.
I think Texas tried something like this.
We got a bunch,
of
red bozos in Lincoln.
I'm sure every major league sport, of course every major league sport, plays
but you're
the
right.
national anthem.
Dallas
down in
did a couple, they just didn't do it a couple games, and then they got, hey.
NASCAR. Hell, at NASCAR, they read the gospel.
Yeah.
And then they have a prayer. I bet
and then
they
root for
it.
Rex.
Little league sports in Florida, I bet you they play the national anthem.
I don't know. No, I've been involved in a lot of that baseball. They don't really do it unless it's the beginning of a tournament sometimes, but it's never. It's not. They don't play it.
Oh, it's not common?
No, God, no. Oh. They got to get to the games, man.
Yeah, they got a game every 45 minutes. Yeah, let's go.
Nick stood by baseball fields for years. Same thing. They don't play the national anthem.
Yeah, I don't remember that. Even like my kids' football games. I think occasionally, though.
No, they don't do it at football either. No, no.
High school ball?
Oh yeah, high school ball.
Yeah, yeah. But the band will play it.
Yeah. The Catholic schools do the prayer too, which is crap. You know, at their home games.
Amen. Now go rip his head off.
A puss apparently coaches high school football in 1955, right?
Yeah. Yep.
Thank you, Dick Harp.
Yeah. Rip stand behind my boys.
Rip his head off.
Lawmakers may tax Utah drivers who use electric cars.
Oh, God.
Well, here's the deal.
They're not paying the carbon tax, right?
They're not paying the gas tax. Yeah, right. That fixes the roads.
Okay.
And they're driving on the roads.
Yeah, I saw that. I did see that. You're right. That's a different story. They want to do it with that's fair.
Well, can they do like a wheel tax or something? Yeah.
They would charge drivers half a cent per mile driven on Utah roads if you use an electric car, later a full penny. They say gas taxes pay for repairs to state roadways, and electric car drivers need to be charged the same way drivers of standard cars are.
Yeah.
Everybody needs to pay to drive on the road.
I saw that.
You could work that into the vehicle registration.
Yeah,
too.
Something like that.
I was going to say, doesn't this county just give you a flat wheel tax on your registration?
Right.
But gas taxes are still a thing.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
And that's where a lot of the road money comes. And in this town, they get gas taxes.
I saw that story.
And the wheel tax.
Right.
Much of it from truckers, because, you know, they tear up the road more than anybody else, and they get taxed more than anybody else.
They use a lot of gas.
They
Diesel.
Do.
Wait on that one.
Where you at? What you hauling?
Please join me. Taking off your pants for this commercial break, all right? That's what we're going to do right now. Please join me. You do it, Craig.
Oh, please join me in taking off your pants as we enter this commercial break.
Sounds legit.
We're doing it.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and our podcasts now are easier than ever to find.
Just download the iHeartRadio app and search Todd and Tyler.